USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The House of Representatives has canceled all votes for the rest of the week after Capitol Police announced they had intelligence that suggests a militia group may try to breach the Capitol building on Thursday. In a tweet, the department said they were increasing manpower to already heightened security measures on Capitol Hill. The department says they are taking the intelligence seriously, but did not disclose any further details. Senator Mark Warren says the threats appear to be mostly internet chatter, but the Virginia Democrat tells CNN that law enforcement is acting out of an abundance of caution.
Let me be clear that there is a great deal of enhanced security around the Capitol. We have fences. There are still National Guards, troops. There's a level of security that I hope and pray will not have to continue much longer. We've not seen any evidence of accumulation of crowds coming into the city. And this mostly seems to be internet chatter.
This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule. Changing the world, one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
On Wednesday, embattled New York Governor Andrew Cuomo held his first press briefing since three women came forward with harassment accusations. He apologized for his actions that made people uncomfortable.
I now understand that I acted in a way that made people feel uncomfortable. It was unintentional, and I truly and deeply apologize for it. I feel awful about it, and frankly, I am embarrassed by it, and that's not easy to say. But that's the truth.
Cuomo also denied that he's touched anyone inappropriately. New York's attorney general has begun an investigation into those allegations. Cuomo also said that he has no intention of resigning, even with a number of state lawmakers and members of Congress calling for him to step down. This is USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Dolly Parton has received her first shot of COVID vaccine, a shot whose development she helped fund. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Dolly Parton is getting a dose of her own medicine.
Vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine. Because once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine.
A year ago in April, Dolly donated $1 million to Vanderbilt University Medical Center's efforts to combat COVID-19, which included Moderna's vaccine trial and clinical research. In the footnotes of a New England Journal of Medicine's announcement about Moderna's vaccine, it's credited to the Dolly Parton COVID-19 Research Fund. We're coming out of this coronavirus nightmare as long as we all stick to the plan. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And New York Yankees manager Aaron Boone is taking a medical leave of absence after having surgery on Wednesday to have a pacemaker installed. Yankees general manager Brian Cashman said the surgery went well and Boone is recovering, and that his 47-year-old manager may be back to work in a few days.
You know, this is an outpatient situation, and you can be up and running within 24 to 48 hours and back to normal. And you know, just the way he communicated with me, put me at ease, that, you know, if he's good, you know, I felt my takeaway was if he's really in a good place, then I'm in a good place, and, you know, because all I care about is him.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.